And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, second hour of the program. It's the Earshot 20, and we're counting down now the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. How's it going? I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic, and Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to the website where we get the charts.
Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com. You'll also find the entire national top 50 there, as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. And you'll also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more. Go waste a bunch of your time and check it out.
Just spend all of the time there. You can also
don't tell your boss.
You can also find us online a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com is our email. Facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and at earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out and all the great ways to contact us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you in the form of a feature, which includes an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release. So please reach out and get in touch with us. As I mentioned, in this hour of the program, it's the top 10, plus Stephen Karlick joins us again, and Brian's got the lowdown, and lots of movement on the charts, Brian, lots of stuff coming in.
There's only one thing sitting still, and it's our number one, but yeah, lots of stuff.
It's crazy.
We have a debut in this hour of the program, a pretty high debut that we're going to get to, and also someone moving all the way up to number two from a lower position, so possibly a new number one next week, hard to say.
Could happen. And we'll kick it all off right now with your number 10 this week.
All right, we're going to kick it off with Elephant Stone from the album Three Poisons. Here's a track called Between the Lines. Following that, you're going to hear from P.S. I Love You for Those Who Stay as their new album at number 9, down two spots this week, and a track called More the Same. And you're also going to hear from Jennifer Castle. She's at number 8, up from 14. Her new record is called Pink City, and you're going to hear a track called Like a Gun.
Elephant Stone, she's number 10 this week. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Just
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Yeah, life is
Earshot 20. Number 8.
I let a friend go, offered him gods and ghosts, and now I need to make a toast to him. So come to meet me, put your clothes on nice and run a comb through twice. He was a friend of mine, you've got to come. Oh, he was like a gun, he was always going off. He was always in the gutter and always into trouble and always into fun. Oh yeah, but it got harder on the double. He said he always felt like he was carrying around something or another. I want to use you, think only you could see me through. Nobody else could do it, you've got to come. Leave your studies and leave your babies, they're fine. They'll be sleeping through the night, you've got to come. Oh, I've been like a gun, I've been always going. I've been always in the gutter and always into trouble and always into fun. Oh yeah, but it's harder on the double.
That was Like a Gun by Jennifer Castle at number 8, up from number 14 from the record Pink City. You also heard from P.S. I Love You in that set at number 9. Down 2 spots is their album For Those Who Stay, and a track called More the Same. And kicking it off was Elephant Stone with Between the Lines, and that's from their new record, Three Poisons, at number 10, up from number 15.
Hour number 2 of the Earshot 20, and we are counting down now the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. If you haven't checked out that website, head on over there. All kinds of great stuff for you. And another website that you should check out, exclaim.ca. All kinds of music news and all kinds of good news to bring you right now. Well, I won't call it good news. I'll say that it is interesting news to bring you with our friend Stephen Karlick from Exclaim. And we're kicking it off this hour with a story about Jay-Z, who's being sued over the word O-H.
Yes, Yeah, just the one word.
Oh.
So late last year, news emerged that Jay-Z was facing a copyright infringement lawsuit over his 2009 single Run This Town. It apparently contained an uncleared sample of Eddie Bowe's 1969 song Hook and Sling Part 1. Now further details about the claim have come to light, including the fact that it is centered on the fact that it contains a sample of the word O only. Jay-Z only uses the sample once in the song, and it lasts for a fraction of a second. Documents filed by the defendants sarcastically argue that, quote, plaintiff apparently believes that it has a monopoly on the word, on the use of the word O, and that it can stop others from using this word in recorded form. Even if one short word, or the recording thereof, could possibly be deemed original enough to warrant copyright protection, this fleeting and generic phrase is rather quantitatively nor qualitatively significant. So it's sort of an interesting little thing. This isn't the first time the defendant has gotten litigious over Hook and Sling Part 1. In 2012, it accused Kanye West of misusing the license to sample the song on My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. So there's one for the books. Be careful whose O you use.
Yeah, exactly. And this does seem to happen a bit in the music world in terms of sampling and using different, and even the sounds or the different nuances that you hear in music. Sometimes I'm listening to a song and I go, oh, that sounds like this. And then I think, ooh, they better be careful with that.
Well, even if it's, I mean, if it sounds like it, that's one thing. I don't think there's much worry in that case. It's more, it's interesting though, like the size of a sample. Like, at what point does that become thievery? And it's sort of interesting because some songs can be built around a sample, but others, I mean, Justice, the French electronic duo, just came out lately and admitted a ton of sample uses that they used on their first album, Cross, that people hadn't even picked up on, and now people are saying they might be facing legal stuff, so... Maybe just a good idea not to tell people what you're sampling.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we're going to move on to another story now. You get some news about Loskill.
Yes, it's been about a week since Vancouver ambient producer Loskill released a split EP with Feelhead, but the Destroyer associate, also known as Scott Morgan, has already announced a new album. It is called Sea Island and will drop on November 17th through Cranky Records. The album was made with a few collaborators, including Jason Zampano, Fieldhead's Elaine Reynolds, and others. Instruments, meanwhile, include vibraphone, Rhodes, piano, violin, and vocals. The track listing for the album is now available at exclaim.ca, and so is the first single, which is called A Hull. It's really quite a wonderful song, about 7 minutes long. You can hear it at exclaim.ca.
All right, something to look forward to from that artist. And another pair of artists that are putting out... I didn't realize that they've been around this long, but Tegan and Sarah prepping a 10th anniversary edition of So Jealous.
Yeah, I mean, all you need to see is press photos from when they release this album to see how young they look. But it has been 10 years since pop twins Tegan and Sarah first went walking with a ghost on their So Jealous LP. Now, to mark the occasion, they have plans to deliver an expanded edition of the album. September 14th marked the official anniversary of their fourth full-length release, and the Quinn sisters issued a joint statement weighing in on the importance of it. Quote, "It was without a doubt a huge turning point in our career and a big part of how we got to where we are today," they explained. As such, they're putting work into a deluxe package called So Jealous X. To celebrate the album, it will be full of era-appropriate ephemera with photos, bonus tracks, and recollections from the promotional cycle. They said, quote, "We've been emptying shoeboxes full of photos, digging out weird internet caches, and bugging everyone who is involved to share their memories of So Jealous so we can share it with all of you." The three-disc release will probably feature, quote, over 20 tracks, including unreleased demos, B-sides, remixes, and more. So lots to look forward to in that one. Pre-orders apparently will go up in December from Tegan and Sarah's website, so keep an eye out.
Well, if you're a fan of the duo, make sure that you get on their website and pre-order that album. And, of course, you can find all that information at exclaim.ca. Stephen, thanks very much for joining us again this week, and I'll turn it over to you for your song pick this week.
So this is an album that might end up being one of my favorites of the year. It is the new album by Subtract, and this one of the singles from it is called New Dorp, New York. It's featuring Ezra Koenig, the singer of Vampire Weekend, but it is a funky dance track. The lyrics are sort of nonsensical and references gargoyles gargling oil, and the title itself is, of course, New Dorp, New York. It's silly, it's fun, it's incredibly produced. You're going to hear it right now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot 20 Extra.
My girl got a minimum. Keep you stuck right there till the number comes. Leave it smooth, operator looking like a bum. My girl's got a city to run. Got the key to the kingdom where the money's from. Never seen the color yellow, never seen the sun.
And he thinks I'm the negative one.
Flag slapping in Manhattan. New dope, New York. Gargoyles, gargling oil. Peak of the empire, top of the rock. Flag slapping in Manhattan. New dope, New York. Gargoyles, gargling oil. Peak of the empire, top of the rock.
My girl's got a little shtick. Keep you cooled up in the kitchen while you feed the cake. Keep you waiting in the winter while the tank just ticks. My girl got a limousine. Got a full-time job just to keep it clean. Got a speaker in the truck, you know where it's done.
You think I'm the negative one.
Flag slapping in Manhattan. New York, New York. Gargoyles, gargling on. Peak of the empire, top of the rock. Flag slapping in Manhattan. New York, New York.
New York, New York. New York, New York.
Late nights of black Israelites. White women singing under dying lights. Baseball bats that never hit home runs. Late nights of black Israelites. White women singing under dying lights. Baseball bats that never hit home run.
I got a baseball bat, never hit home run. My girl got a minimum. Leave it stuck right there till the number comes. Leave it smooth operator looking like a bum. My girl got a city to run. Got the key to the kingdom where the money's from. Never seen the color yellow, never seen the sun. New York, New York.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, number 7.
Yeah.
Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 6.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Yelling in the Dark by Rich O'Coin. He debuts very high at number 6 this week, and his new record on Bonsun is called Ephemeral. You heard a track called Yelling and Sleep. You also heard Manipulator by Ty Siegel at number 7, damn for number 3 from the album Manipulator. And you also heard Stephen Carlick's pick this week. It was Subtract with a track called New Dorp, New York, featuring Ezra Koenig.
That's such a weird name for an album, like just a, or not album, but the song New Dorp. I thought he said New Dork when I was talking to him, and I was like, New Dork, New York. That okay, it's not, but New Dorp. What does that even mean?
How did Anthony stop being such a dorp?
Is this a new word?
I don't know.
Are we trending?
There's
a new
also
word
a period
right
after it, so it's short for something, I guess.
Okay, New Dorp, New York. All right, we got more for you coming right now on the program. And if you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. Going to let you know what's coming up now. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in. And in a few minutes, we're going to have the lowdown for you. So we will move on to the charts.
All right, you're going to hear from Always. They're number 5 this week from their self-titled debut, a track called Dives. And after that, at number 4 up 2 spots is Bahamas from the album Bahamas is Affy, a track called Waves.
Thank you.
Earshot 20, number 4.
And I held the breath inside my lungs for days, and I saw myself as one of many waves. And when I knew that I'd become the ocean's slave, I just stayed. And we carried forward all the waters past. Of the waves, I was not first, I was not last. And if we saw a boat afloat, we took the mast so fast. And there's a part of it that I'll miss. At the heart of it, your cold kiss from the start of it. I know there's always a part of me. Too long the waves grew out of hand, and they worked to keep the sea at their command. And the only thing they feared had seen the sand, a dry land. And there's a part of it that I'll miss. At the heart of it, your cold kiss from the start of it. I know this always a part of it. Water, there was born a bright blue roar as it rolled and foamed and calmed the ocean's floor. And then it finally rose and broke upon the shore. No more. There's a part of it that I miss. At the heart of it, from the start of it, I know there's always a part of it. There's a part of it that I'll miss. At the heart of it, your cold kiss from the start of it, I know there's always a part of it.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Waves by Bahamas at number 4, up from number 6, and sitting still at number 5 was Always from their self-titled debut. You heard Dives.
All right, we've got a few more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete and another countdown done for another week. But we're going to take a break from the charts right now and give you a segment we like to bring you every week. And it is just giving you some insight as to what's charting below the top 20, because you're not going to hear the national top 50 every week with us. But you're going to hear about some of the albums that are making their way, have made their way onto the charts, and potentially could make their way into this countdown. And we call this...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
Kicking off the lowdown, number 47 this week is 11th studio album from Sloan, a double album with each of the four sides featuring a solo suite by a different band member. Vancouver band The Beelines follow at number 44 with opening band their latest record on Hockey Dad Records, described as stupid songs about feeling stupid, being stupid, trying to forget about one's stupidity, and finally embracing the stupidness of it all. Halifax indie rock band In Flight Safety had released the follow-up to 2009's We Are Empire, My Dear. Their new album Conversationalist debuts at number 42. Mended with Gold is the latest record from Toronto-based folk rock band The Rural Alberta Advantage, and it finds its way onto the charts at number 41. And number 34 is Edmonton Folkies The Provincial Archive, who release new full-length It's All Shake and Wonder. Television Man is the second album of garage rock from Washington punk band Naomi Punk at number 32. And closing out the lowdown at number 22 is the fifth album from Montreal-based Elizabeth Shepherd entitled The Signal.
All right, thanks for that, Brian. And now we have three more tracks to bring you, so we're going to kick it all off, and here's who it's coming in at your number three spot.
Dropping for number two, it was Monomyth from Saturnalia Regalia. Here's a track called Something Else.
Thank you.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2. Shot 20. Number 1.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Marching Orders by the New Pornographers from their album Brill Bruiser, sitting still at number one this week. And all the way up from its debut number 18 the week before is Death From Above 1979 to number two. And you heard the title track from their latest, The Physical World. And you also heard from Monomyth there, down to number three from number two from many, many weeks at number one. And they had a track called Something Else.
That does it for this show. If you're just tuning in, I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic, and we're counting down every week the national top 20 from earshot-online.com. We broadcast and record out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, the campus and community radio station here, every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. Then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. We thank them all very much for airing this program. You can also find us on radioforall.net for download, and you can podcast this show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in, and join us next week for a brand new countdown. All of the great features that we bring. Features. I'm going to start using that word. It's like my
feature
own
creatures.
Yeah, it's my own creation. Yeah, features. All the great features that we normally bring you and much more. You're not going to want to miss it. Stick around right now. There's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.